interesting story today, a little bit confusing to me, on the proposal of NDP leader Jagmeet Singh. Members of Parliament unanimously agreed today to call on the federal government to declare the Proud Boys a terrorist entity. The motion called on the government to use all available tools to address the proliferation of white supremacists and hate groups, starting with the immediate designation of the Proud Boys as a terrorist group. The motion is not binding. The government would still have to formally add the Proud Boys to the list of terror groups. Doing so was something that was already being considered. And if this happens, it would add the Proud Boys to other extreme organizations on a list that would see them named alongside Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Okay, joining us to talk about this and break it down is Chris Lewis, CTV public safety analyst, former commissioner of the OPP. Welcome back to the show, Chris Lewis.
Hello, Barb.
Hello, Chris. Happy Monday.
Same to you.
How's your day going?
Beautiful, actually.
Okay.
Absolutely. But, well, of course, I'm in Western Canada, and it was only 6 degrees today, but nice, and the sun was out, and life is good.
Didn't you guys get a freak hailstorm out there?
We didn't. Okay. We had snow once in a few months that we've been here.
You're on the island, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. I think in Vancouver today they had this weird hailstorm. I saw some pictures of it on social media.
Well, friend's over there today. He may have caused it.
Oh, okay. So there you go. What do you make of this news? Is this surprising to you at all?
It's not really. If it's done, and government in fairness has talked about it prior to coming up by the NDP today. But if done, it sends a message of how disgusting government views these extremist activities. By putting them on that terrorist list, it changes the nature of offenses if anybody supports, participates in any way with terrorist group activities. And so it's more than just a protest and violence and, you know, some intimidation. It becomes a terrorist act. And so sentencing and some of the legal issues around that change.
Is this a result of members of the Proud Boys being present at the January 6th attack on the Capitol?
Well, I think that was maybe the icing on the cake. I mean, these goofballs have been doing bad stuff in Canada. The founding member is a Canadian, born in Scotland, I think, but certainly a Canadian now. And some Canadians were participants, apparently. But that's brought it more to the fore. I mean, these extreme right groups have been causing all kinds of problems right back to Charlottesville, Virginia, where a lady got run over, and on and on and on. Real violent extremists. And so this just kind of follows all of that, but most likely came to light as a result of January 6th.
Okay, so what everybody needs to know who may not have been familiar with Proud Boys very much, we've been hearing about them more and more in the last year to couple of years. But this is something that, in your opinion, is warranted based on stuff they have done?
It is, for sure, because when you look at the definition of terrorism in Canada and trying to intimidate and due to political or religious kind of beliefs, etc., and cause violence and jeopardize people's lives, they fit all of that. It's just that they're not what we've normally thought of as terrorists in terms of, you know, people coming and shooting into a crowd in relation to some Islamic views of some sort. Terrorism is more for years, and domestic terrorism has been occurring all over North America for years, particularly in the U.S. So this is just kind of an extension of that. As things change, this now becomes something that needs to be paid more attention to.
So then what does that mean for members of this group? You know, they live in Canada. What does that mean?
Well, whether they do some sort of an act that really meets the definition of terrorism in Canada or in some other country, it becomes an offense against Canadian law, of which CSIS and the RCMP end up having primary jurisdiction rather than local law enforcement. That's one significant change. Excuse me. And then the abilities of the police or law enforcement to investigate in terms of getting search warrants, wiretaps, and things of that nature change. The bar is kind of lowered a little bit, really, because they're viewed as grievous acts that could jeopardize broad public safety. And so the courts are a little looser on that, and then sentencing changes, and just participating or contributing any way to this group now will result in serious criminal offenses with a life with an imprisonment of up to 10 years. And that's if there's no lives lost. Just what we saw at Capitol Hill would be, if that occurred in Canada or Canadians were involved in that, it'd be a 10-year sentence in jail. So it certainly gets a little more serious, including the ability to seize assets. So if these guys are meeting in a certain house or a garage or a restaurant that one of them own to plan these things, that can even be seized under the legislation. So it changes a lot.
Yeah, so that's what I was wondering. I mean, what if they are just meeting? Like, they have a meeting every month. Can they get in trouble for just getting together for the purposes of a Proud Boys meeting?
Well, it depends on what happens at that meeting. If it's part of planning and collaborating to raise funding, to get weapons, to plan out an act of some sort, that would be certainly elements of the offense, so to speak. I mean, if the Hells Angels get together to plan a murder, that's one thing. If the Hells Angels get together to have beer and watch a football game, that doesn't, you know, that's okay. Not in itself an offense. So that's kind of an example of the difference.
Okay. In a recent interview on CTV's Question Period, Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness Minister Bill Blair said that Canadian national security officials were actively gathering intelligence about groups like the Proud Boys on an ongoing basis. So can we assume then that national security officials are able to figure out why they would be meeting, listening in somehow?
Well, they'd be doing the same sort of investigations in relation to their activities that they would if it was ISIS or wow. If it was the Hells Angels planning, you know, to wipe out the outlaws. It is what it is. The designation of it being a terrorist group, if in fact that happens, changes some of their techniques, sentencing, and some different things, but they still would investigate the same through informants, watching their online activity, doing surveillance. You know, and on, ultimately trying to get enough information to lay conspiracy charges or whatever the case may be.
Does something like this effectively disband an organization? Does it create another pop-up organization that's not called the Proud Boys?
Well, that's been an argument around organized crime groups for years. If you wipe out the Hells Angels, the outlaws, then just get a bigger turf, you know. So that's always a dynamic of this sort of group crime mentality. This is a little different, of course, being what they really are versus just a criminal group. But you're never going to wipe them out. It's like saying we'll wipe out ISIS. You can arrest thousands of them. If there's two left, they'll have a couple hundred more by nightfall ready to take action. So it's a matter of trying to, you know, there's a lot of preventative things we need to do around things like this, terrorism and gangbangers, et cetera, in terms of trying to steer kids away from this mentality. But at the same time, you have to investigate and try to interdict and take these folks out as much as you can before they do something. And then new ones will take their place, and you'll do the same with that.
Wow. So what happened again today? To recap, MPs have agreed to call on the federal government to declare the Proud Boys a terrorist entity. What happens next? Does that make it almost a sure thing, or does it still have some hurdles to cross?
It'll have some legal hurdles. You know, the federal Department of Justice will be looking at all the legal ramifications of the to and fro will occur on this. Different groups will certainly cry foul and say that you're looking at trying to infringe rights of people like they did when the terrorism laws changed a few years back. And so it'll go through all those hoops. But if government wants it to happen, it'll happen. It's particularly when you've got opposition parties favoring it, obviously, it would move through the legislative process quickly. So I think it's a good thing. So let's make it happen and let's go from there.
Chris Lewis, always great to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Barb. Have a great night.
You too. Chris Lewis, CTV public safety analyst, former commissioner of the OPP.